Welcome aboard. We are going to take item number 12 out of order. We have a lot of heads of municipalities here this morning, and so I want to make sure that their municipalities are not are left unheaded. And so we will take the EMS contract item number 12 next out of order.
Number 12. Madam Clerk, or Chair, can we just encourage everybody to use their microphones just so we can continue to have transparent government?
Yes.
Please speak in the mic. Yes. Thank you.
Item number 12.
Shy about getting her.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2013 contracts with the 9 municipalities providing advanced life support for the Emergency Medical Services Division.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Ms. Lucy and also Mr. Sternick will give a brief overview of the report.
Morning. Paula Lucy, Administrative Behavioral Health Division and the Emergency Medical Services. As it relates to the paramedic program, Washington County provides the infrastructure and then contracts with the municipalities for the provision of services. This contract is our contract with the municipalities. We have a standard contract with all 9 municipalities that act as host communities. This contract offers some changes that are, I think, positive. It offers that we will, the major changes in terms of language relate to technology, and that EMS has made excellent use of technology, particularly as it relates to electronic medical records, and so there are some of the major sort of language changes relate to that. There are two other sort of fiscal changes. One is that this is a 4-year contract, which allows both the municipalities and Milwaukee County to plan. And it offers a base contract of $1,500,000 to be divided by a formula developed by the ICC. And secondly, it introduces the concept of performance measurement. And we have put together some performance criteria for the next 4 years. We've worked with the municipalities to make sure these performance criteria are achievable, but represent growth and development in the Department of Emergency Medicine. We have an excellent program. Our goal has been to have a countywide system, maintain that countywide system, where we have the paramedics, all paramedics are educated from the same protocol, operate under the same medical direction, have the same equipment, and have the same experiences so that no matter what paramedic serves you within Milwaukee County, you receive a high level of quality service. So with that being said, I would gladly answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. We do have several cards. Before we get to the cards, though, I would like for Ms. Knapp to read into the record an email that we received from the North Shore Fire Department Board of Directors.
To the Committee on Health and Human Needs, we write to convey our support of the recommendation of the authorization of the Director of Health and Human Services to enter into contracts with 9 municipal providers of advanced life support services for the Emergency Medical Service Division of Milwaukee County. We collectively representing the North Shore Fire Department at 7 municipalities in Milwaukee County value the partnership between the county and providers in provision of this important service and feel strongly that this contract has been negotiated to meet the needs of all parties involved. Recent discussions that contain issues that specifically pertain to certain municipal providers in separate contracts would definitely present conflict in the continued provision of this service in a countywide format. We urge you to authorize the director to enter into a contract with each of the 9 providers that mirrors each other and does not provide individual modifications for each provider.
Thank you very much. Next, I have a card from Mark Rolfing from the Milwaukee Fire Rescue.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to speak on behalf of the contract, not only for the Milwaukee Fire Department, but also for the city of Milwaukee. We believe that the contract meets the needs of Milwaukee, and it also works to keep our excellent county system intact. As we all know, the county system works very well. The city of Milwaukee Fire Department is a very large part of the emergency response in the county, and we love the fact that, that it works so well and we can work with our suburban partners across our county or our city boundaries when it comes to EMS. We do appreciate the four-year contract with the $1.5 million baseline. We also appreciate the county board that they've added another $500,000 for 2013. We've met and worked with Milwaukee County EMS on the performance measures, so we believe not only that we can meet them, we also believe that they will, in the long run, strengthen the system and continue to keep it a very cohesive system, all of us working on the same page. With that, I just ask that this board will move this forward so right after the beginning of the year we can enter into this four-year deal with Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Thank you. Joseph Nitter from the City of South Milwaukee Fire Department.
Good morning, and thank you. My name is Joseph Nitter. I'm, as of 5 o'clock last night, the fire chief for the City of South Milwaukee. So, kind of an exciting morning. Thank you. I'm here representing the City of South Milwaukee and speaking on behalf of Mayor Tom Zepecki. I cannot do anything more than echo what Chief Rolfing just said about the system. City of South Milwaukee provides primary advanced life support for South Milwaukee and the City of Cudahy, as well as backup support for the rest of the county. We enjoy the fact that our citizens can receive a standardized level of advanced life support across anywhere they're at in Milwaukee County, and we thank you for your support of that. One issue that Mayor Zepecki has brought to my attention that he'd like me to speak on his behalf for this morning is the fact that we have a four-year agreement. However, the funding stream or the funding mechanism that's in there is not necessarily guaranteed throughout the life of the contract. And one thing that he had asked for that had been discussed at an ICC meeting earlier this week, I believe, was the fact that an amendment should be discussed or should be thought about regarding the fact that if the funding stream or the funding mechanism is removed from the contract, that the performance measures, which, again, I agree with Chief Rolfing, are something that's going to strengthen the system, should be looked at as well, and possibly the contract opened up for renegotiations and or maybe become null and void in the fact that the funding stream is removed. So, again, I speak on behalf of Mayor Zepecki from the City of South Milwaukee. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the funding mechanism that's built into it and the additional $500,000. As a small municipality, that actually helps us extremely much in keeping the system intact. So, thank you.
Thank you. Next is Mayor Tom Taylor from the ICC and the City of Franklin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was going to read into the record, but you already did that. The North Shore communities are on board. The biggest player is and has been the City of Milwaukee. You heard from their fire chief that City of Milwaukee is totally in support of this. We have Dan Devine here, who represents West Dallas, former county supervisor. I believe second largest city is in support. Wauwatosa appears to be in support of the contract. I would just want to compliment the county board and the county executive for being proactive in this endeavor. As you know, this has not always gone easy, but I would say that this is one of the best sets of negotiations that I've enjoyed as the chief negotiator for the last, I think this is my fourth contract. So we too, as the chairman of the ICC, are very much in support of this. You attended the ICC meeting the other day, and I think when we went round the table, the vast majority of the membership of the ICC, all the municipalities, were in complete support of this. I also want to compliment Paula Lucy and Ken Sternig for all of the time and effort, as well as my negotiating team, which is the fire chiefs, for all of the time and effort that they've put into this. And then the last piece is if, in fact, for one reason or another, this contract would not go in place, there is a provision in the existing contract that talks about an automatic rollover. I think we asked at the ICC meeting to have Corp Counsel check into that and see if, in fact, this contract does not pass, whether the current contract would roll over. And I guess I would also say that we probably, if, in fact, this did not go through, we should enter into an immediate set of negotiations so that there's no slip-ups or holes in the system. As you know, we're talking about saving people's lives here. So if you have any questions for me, I'd be happy to entertain them.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Last but certainly not least, our former colleague, Dan Devine, Mayor of the City of West Dallas.
Good morning, Madam Chair.
Good morning.
Committee members.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I know that you two that served with me know that I tend to be very brief in my comments, and I'm going to stay true to that. Just want to pass on that the city is, as stated earlier, in favor of this. We think it's a good step forward, and we are grateful for the additional money that was put into this, and we hope we can move this along today and through this cycle. I don't know if anybody has any questions. Uh-oh.
Supervisor Mayo, watch out.
How you doing, Mayor?
I was waiting for this.
I just want to say hi.
Good to see you, sir.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, I move approval.
Okay. I have a motion for approval by Supervisor Harris. Any other comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Very good. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're going to go back to item number 7 from the Behavioral Health Division, DHS.